My first bit of tech that I'm curious about right now, and it's not something that I have or can really get started with, is 3D printing.
Ah, yes.
See, 3D printers to me have for the longest time been this kind of untouchable tech.
Mm-hmm.
And I've looked at them and I've kind of kept an eye on them and wondered about them, but it seems so sci-fi to an old school tech guy like me to be able to 3D print tools and 3D print things. It just sounds like something out of sci-fi from when we were kids. But it's a real tech now. Mm-hmm. And the price has come way down, to the point of unreasonable. And I'll talk about that a little bit. But what really has pushed me over the top is seeing how some of my friends who are into 3D printing technology are able to do just that, come up with an idea and realize it and manufacture it. And a perfect example is right here at the studio. Now, Jeff, you can see, those at home can't see, but I've got all the wires just going into a piece of PVC or a piece of pipe.
Yep.
And it goes through a hole in the wall and it's incredibly makeshift and it's terrible.
Right.
So I started talking with Bo Lichnowsky from Ameridroid because I knew that Bo does 3D printing and he's into that kind of thing. And he's like my go-to guy. And he takes the time to chat with me about it. And I appreciate that. And I said, like, what could I do with this situation where I've got a wall that's like this thick and it's just drywall and I've drilled a hole in it, but now I've got a piece of pipe going through and it looks terrible and it's not, it totally looks makeshift.
Right.
And I can't get a contractor in to build something. And if I did, it's going to cost $200, if not more, just to have a proper conduit put in, which is crazy when you think about that. It's a lot of money. And so Bo and I got talking about it and working on some ideas and kind of back and forth. And he came up with a design for something that he's calling Easy Portal. And this is basically, if you can picture two pieces of pipe that are each about this long and they screw into one another.
Okay.
But they have a flange on both sides. So and he designed this and he's actually printed one and I'm hoping to receive one soon. I think it's in the mail. But you put one piece on one side, one piece on the other side, and you know, I guess I'll get somebody on the other side to twist on that side.
Right.
And you twist it together and it screws in together and it sits flush and it's tight and it's a perfect conduit with a nice little flange.
Wow.
Beautiful. So he calls it Easy Portal. You can actually see it on Ameridroid.com and just do a quick search for Easy Portal. And that to me, Jeff, made me think, okay, so if I could do that instead of paying $200 to a contractor to build a proper portal, something through the wall, that starts to make a little bit of sense. But it's still beyond me. It's still well beyond me.
Now, he would have more of a robust 3D printer. It wouldn't be like a little tabletop unit, right?
Well, I don't know. I mean, I asked him what kind of printers he's using, and he's got an Ender 3.
Okay.
He's got, you know, the standard kind of, you know, what we would call a consumer 3D printer, and he's got some that are a little higher end as well. A little higher end. I was like, no, it's way higher end. Yeah, I'm still learning the industry.
It prints human beings.
So, and that's coming.
Well, we could 3D print body parts now.
Yeah. So here's where my thought processes go, Jeff, is I start to look at this wall and so we need to get the signage done.
Right.
And so I've got a sign person who's telling me $300 to do the sign.
So you can think you can 3D print the Cat 5 logo.
I start to think that. I start to think, okay, could I? And then you start to look at 3D printers and you realize that, you know, for $500, you can get a high-end, like a decent consumer 3D printer. And that's on the high end. You can get them for $300.
That's true. I keep looking at them on
different
online portals like Amazon and whatnot. And it's on my frivolous spending list. Because
that's me too.
To me, a 3D printer, I don't think I have a legitimate need for at home.
Exactly.
But at the same time, I've thought about getting a 3D printer for the sake of printing Lego pieces.
Mm.
I don't know if that's even a copyright thing.
Probably.
But a lot of times...
I've seen them on Thingiverse.
I mean, it might, but like every once in a while, my kids will break a brick.
Okay.
And it's like, oh.
And they cost a lot of money.
It's insane. And I'm like, if I could just print that, that, you know.
That's a pretty basic use case. But for me, I'm thinking like, can I offset expense by printing something myself? Can I justify the expense of a 3D printer and learn and the time that it takes to learn how to do it in such a way that I'm actually saving money? The signage starts to make it look that way.
I bet you probably could. And now, okay, for the life of me, I'm blanking on the name of the unit, but there's a tabletop 3D printer that I was looking at.
There are so many, Jeff. These days, there are so many.
But not only is it a 3D printer, it's also a laser engraver.
Yeah, yeah, I've seen those.
And there was something else it did. And
now you're getting serious.
And I was like...
But aren't those thousands?
It was $29.
Yeah.
It was $29.99. So, and I was like, oh, I could come up with something for that.
So maybe what I would look at then in that case is I would say, okay, would I start with something that's $300 and see how I do and see if I can offset cost, which is virtually making money, and then upgrade if I need to or if I can justify that.
Or I think you should just say, hey, if somebody buys you that unit, you'll go through labor with me.
Yeah.
Robbie's like, shh, quiet. Shh. Yeah.
No, that's all on you, Jeff.
That's right.
I looked at a 1U mounting system because I want to rack mount some single board computers.
Right.
And you're looking a couple $100 for a little server case to be able to put my single board computers on the server rack. And then I got onto Thingiverse and I started looking and I could print one.
Mm-hmm.
And so my approach has been, so I haven't bought a 3D printer. I don't have one, but I decided, okay, I'm going to see if, because this is what I fall into. I'll buy things thinking that, oh yeah, I'm going to use that. It's going to offset my cost and blah, blah, blah. But then I find that the learning curve is too high. So what I've been doing is I've been going onto Tinkercad.com. And I've been doing my first designs.
Okay.
And so I actually have 4 designs already up, including the Category 5 logo.
Oh, nice. Okay.
On my, I've got a Thingiverse account, Bald Nerd.
Mm-hmm.
So you can see the designs, including a little case for a Raspberry Pi to be able to mount it on my 1U server rack, 19-inch server rack. So I'm doing the designs first to see how onerous it is.
Right.
Figure out, can I actually do this? And then I can start to look at, okay, if the sign is going to be $300, how much would it cost to print?
Does it have that kind of estimator online when you come up with a design?
Yeah. Okay. In the software, you can actually see how long it's going to take and how much filament it's going to use. Hmm. So there are all those things. So I'm starting to look at that, and I'm really, really curious. And I'd love to know what you think. And you know, is there... are we at that point where the price has come down far enough on 3D printers that it now makes sense to have one in the home, in the office, because you can do stuff now that is like, when I have ideas, you can just 3D print them.
Right. I have ideas.
Oh, I have ideas.
3D printed though.
Comment below. What ideas do you have? And what do you think?